From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, from a man you've never heard of, a story you will not forget, how to talk your way free from kidnappers.
First, the news from Iraq, where Army General David Petraeus arrives today to take over command. Immediately, he's going to have to deal with an airstrike near Baghdad. American planes rocketed insurgents in a village near the capital today. They report killing more than a dozen, but locals say as many as 45 people were killed, including women and children. Washington Post reporter Ernesto Londoño is in Baghdad. Ernesto, what are you hearing about this airstrike?
The military said that they acted on intelligence and were able to kill 13 people they described as terrorists after the airstrike was completed. Shortly after the airstrike, reports started surfacing from people who live in the vicinity saying that the death toll was actually higher and included civilians. Some of the reports said that women and children were among the dead. I got off the phone with a military spokesman not long ago who denied those reports and said that none other than the 13 terrorists died as a result of the airstrike.
So the U.S. military spokesperson there in Baghdad is saying the reports of these dozens of people killed, that's flat wrong.
Correct. They are categorically denying it. They say after they do a strike of this nature, they send in a ground team to assess the damage and make sure they hit what they wanted to hit. And they said that that part of the process was completed, and in the event that any civilians had been struck, they say they would have reported that.
What about the arrival of General Petraeus? How are people anticipating that, and what is he going to do now that he's there?
Well, the crucial thing on everybody's mind right now is the Baghdad security plan, and that plan, according to Iraqi and American officials, is being led by Iraqis and supported by American forces. So he is going to be probably taking a long and hard look at what those plans are and how they can be improved. And outside of Baghdad, obviously, there are numerous operations and numerous bases elsewhere in the country that he might want to take a look at with fresh eyes and try to assess what has been working and what hasn't.
Ernesto, there's also this story from Baghdad today about the arrest of the deputy health minister there, the man who helps run the National Health Ministry. What happened?
This morning at around 9:15 a.m., armed forces busted into the ministry's office here and took one of the deputies into custody. I interviewed the minister earlier today. He said he was very angry about the way this had been carried out. He said that Iraqi and American forces tore down a door and broke a window, and he said humiliated his employees as they were conducting their arrest. The American military released a press release saying that the deputy is a suspected supporter of the Mahdi army, a Shiite militia that is very powerful, and they say that he has been linked to a string of corruption cases and has also played a role in the death of numerous people that have been killed.
Ernesto Londoño reporting from Baghdad for The Washington Post. Ernesto, thank you.
Thank you.